Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a report from Ringside News that Cam Scadaboo will be appearing at Madison Square Garden tonight for the final Raw of John Cena's professional wrestling career.
Why does this bother you?
Oh, I love it. It does not bother me. I think it's badass. I just know that Sean in the past, and Tommy to varying degrees, have had issues with players going to the garden, being courtside.
Why do you have issues with this, Sean?
I don't remember. Go ahead, pull up the order. When did I have an issue with people doing this?
Oh, you, Carlos Mendoza being at a Knicks game courtside, you had an issue with?
2 days after elimination? Sure. I'm not going to pull Cam Scadaboo right now.
After Scadaboo was at Madison Square Garden and then got hurt, I did ask both of you, would you want to see him at the Garden again? And you both said you would prefer not. So
I said that?
Yes, you did.
I never said that.
Okay.
I didn't say that either.
You want to make accusations, provide the audio.
I think you're making stuff up, Evan.
I've got to go find the audio I just heard the Cam news in the last 10 minutes.
So provide the audio and then I'll accept it.
Yeah, I said that the Knicks should make Scat their mascot for the rest of the
season.
Is
that what you said?
So I want him there for all Knicks games.
I do remember that, actually.
Thank you, Tiki.
Because it was a win.
Yeah,
they won.
I had an issue with Aaron Judge being at a Knicks game when the World Series was still going on.
So
that was my issue.
Either way, you have had issues in the past with guys being at the Garden. So I ask you, because your opinion, you can have any opinion you want, with the Giants season still going on and Cam now being out for the year with injury, do we have any issue with him appearing at a Monday Night Raw tonight at Madison Square Garden?
Absolutely not. Go have fun.
What if he gets in the ring?
If he gets in the ring, then go have fun.
Here's what I care about. Is he going to rehab the day, like the morning of?
Right.
Is he?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, okay. Then I have no problem with what he does after that.
He was at UFC into the wee hours Saturday night. And then was there right away, rolling on into MetLife on Sunday.
So no issue with him being at Raw tonight?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking. I think it's badass.
Why
I think
are
it's
trying
cool
to create a controversy on our guy?
I'm not. I'm asking them they've had issues with other guys. Evan, I just want clarity.
There's no room for doubt and the love for Cam Scadaboo. There is no room.
Nah.
Stop trying to anchor or whatever, trying to wedge in something here.
Boy, I'll tell you, me asking questions you take is me trying to cause anger. I love the
you
fact that
trying to cause anger.
I'm asking him a question since he was pissed at Mendoza for being there.
Here's what you could have done instead.
Go ahead.
Man, isn't it awesome that Cam Scadaboo is going to be at Raw tonight? How awesome is that, guys?
Actually, you know how I frame it? I got a new way to ask it. Not for Tommy, because I already know the answer.
And then if they don't like it, they just say, what? No, we don't want him to be there. Instead, you ask it like, aren't you mad that Cam Scadaboo is at Raw?
Because they've been mad at other instances.
You made it a negative question by the way you posed it.
Tiki, so like, Sean had an issue with Zach Wilson going apple picking with his girlfriend during the bye week.
Well,
is it really that crazy for me to ask the question?
Zach Wilson wasn't good enough to go apple picking with his girlfriend.
Exactly.
The bye week.
Cam Scadaboo was already better than Zach Wilson was. It was two time zones away, completely different. Evan also, going through, and I've had some people tip me off. Again, you need to apologize, never was mad at Carlos Mendoza for going to the Knicks game. I laughed at you guys.
Oh, that's true. You did laugh at him.
That was a mock.
Yes.
That's not anger.
That's just laughing.
The real question is, with a crappy Monday Night Football game tonight, with your favorite basketball team and hockey team not playing, do you find yourself more likely to turn on Netflix and watch Raw tonight knowing Cam Scadaboo's in the building?
You know what? Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How about that?
Because I have no desire to watch, and I will, the Monday Night Football game, but I have zero desire to actually watch it.
What if after all of this, despite having a bum ankle, John Cena's final opponent on Raw is Cam Scadaboo? Would you have an issue with that?
No, I mean, because I trust the WWE to keep him safe.
Dude, that would actually crack me
up.
Do
you?
trying to say the right things here.
Bro, I would if John comes out middle of the ring and says, all right, who should my last opponent on Raw be? And like the Giants on WFA and theme song goes off and Cam Scott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Adabu comes limping out to the ring, and John puts the attitude adjustment on him, and that's it. It's like a squash match. That'd be amazing.
Only if Tino walks out with a briefcase next to him.
That's funny.
Let's get to the more serious issue, and that's Abdul Carter. Yesterday, we saw he didn't play in the opening drive. Mike Kafka, after the game, played the whole, I'm not going to tell you, it's between us.
Yep.
Players did the same thing. Abdul Carter also said, whatever, not going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then earlier today, Dan Duggan of The Athletic came out with the specifics on what actually happened. And according to Dan Duggan, he was benched for the opening drive because he missed a walkthrough. Carter was asleep in the team facility during the walkthrough. But to me, the other piece of information that he put out there, which was much more concerning than him being asleep at a random walkthrough, was being late to meetings has been a trend during Carter's rookie season that former coach Brian Daboll let slide, a source said.
Aren't you guys curious why I always say I hate rookies? It's not just because of their play.
Right?
It's just learning how to be a professional. You just don't know how to be a professional. And it's not a knock on Abdul Carter, because all of us had issues like this at some point. It's just some of us weren't expected to be the man in your rookie season. And you just it never gets exposed. You never talk about it. But when you're supposed to be the guy, you're a top 10 pick, you're going to be scrutinized, and there is a very tight microscope on you all the time, because they're hoping you evolve into the leader, not just because of your play, but because of your example. So this is why this becomes a big deal. And so you're not knocking or singling out Abdul Carter, and I know he took the social media and tried to talk it down. Why guys
he
do this?
He denied the aspect that he fell asleep.
What it doesn't
that's
matter.
What he took issue.
It doesn't
with.
Even matter, because it doesn't matter.
You're right. Of course, it doesn't matter.
What happened doesn't matter.
Right.
As long was it something criminal? Is he in legal trouble? The answer is no. It doesn't matter.
You missed a meeting, or you were late for a meeting.
It's handled in house. Go play football. It doesn't matter. You're not going to win the court of public opinion. You're not going to get people to say, oh, yeah, I agree with Abdul Carter. And if you do, there's going to be just as many people saying you're an idiot. So it's not worth responding to it. Just say, my bad, go play football.
The other aspect of this, and I know you're annoyed by leaks coming from players, the leak that basically threw Brian Daboll under the bus is interesting, too. Mm. Because to throw in this has been a problem all year and Dabes did nothing was just a final punch in the face to the fired head coach.
Yeah, but I get it. I mean, I'm sure he got fined. So, like, what do you want him to do?
No, I don't know what's the proper answer to it. I mean, I'll ask you this. Did Kafka actually not even go far enough? Should it have been a harsher penalty than missing the opening drive? I mean, the guy was still out there playing.
Problem is, if he's not playing, who the hell is rushing the pass?
Well, that's always the issue when coaches or managers have to make that decision.
Right.
You're cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Yes.
Like, you're being tough, and you're pulling some guy out of the game, but in essence, you're hurting your own team and your own cause.
Yeah.
Because he's one of your better players.
Right.
That's why I don't know the answer to this. I ask you. I don't know what the best answer to this is.
I will just bring up two examples of Giants that ended up being completely fine after this. This has happened before. It happened to Andrew Thomas as a rookie. I think we can all agree he's been fine with it.
Yep. Rookies don't know how to be pros.
Yeah, and he had the same kind of thing. Bench for the beginning of a game. I don't know if it was a drive or a quarter. And this also happened to Ahmad Bradshaw as well, and that was under Tom Coughlin. So whether it's Coughlin, Judge, obviously two different types of head coaches, and now under Kafka, Dable, the point I'm bringing up is this isn't new in Giants.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
Rookies are dumb.
He's a rookie.
This also made me think of a story that's legendary in New York Giant lore. Obviously, Abdul Carter asked for Lawrence Taylor's number. Not making a big deal of it. It's ancient history. But it got me thinking about Lawrence Taylor and the famous story that Bill Belichick has told about Lawrence Taylor. And I'll let you take a listen. Bill was reliving a story on how LT was late to a meeting. And so he was telling Parcells, Coach Parcells, hey, Coach Parcells, just want to let you know Lawrence was about 5 minutes late to the meeting.
No, no, no. He said we started the meeting before Lawrence got there.
Right.
And so,
well, yeah, because Lawrence was late to the meeting.
Lawrence was 5 minutes late.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.